Tad Leithead is board chair of the Cumberland Community Improvement District.
The Cumberland CID is made up of 180 business owners, commercial property owners, who voluntarily tax themselves to fund infrastructure, mostly transportation projects, within the district.
About 40% of the deal's public funding will come from within the district by way of tax hikes on commercial property owners and new hotel fees. Leithead says most understand the deal's upside.
I don't think there's ever been a 100% unanimous vote for anything in history. So I'm not going to make the claim that everybody's on board. So far, no one has told me they're not on board.
Cumberland business owners will shell out for stadium construction, a Disney-like trolley system to move people throughout the immediate area, and infrastructure improvements meant to feed into a 45-acre Braves Design apartment and entertainment complex.
It's going to be a 365-day-a-year complex where the dining and shopping and a very walkable environment, something along the lines of Atlantic Station, except with a baseball stadium. And our belief that that is going to be, you know, a significant return on the amount of money that will be invested in that district.
Leithead also chairs the Atlanta Regional Commission, the primary planning agency of the metro area. To those worried about unbearably clogged roads, Leithead says the Cumberland location, even without additional public transit, has, quote, exponentially better accessibility than Turner Field. Plus, he says all the local investment could attract new funds for transit.
We do hope that the relocation of the Braves may create some better opportunities at the state and federal level for funding.
He says first on the wish list is a $500 million express bus system from Midtown Atlanta to the Cumberland area. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.